Grace, mercy, and peace to you all from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Oh, to be a fly on a wall. That is that saying of, if only I could be there and to have heard the whole story. That's me when it comes to our gospel lesson today. Jesus has come to town. He's been invited into Mary and Martha's home, and he begins teaching. And Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet. Martha, having Jesus, the 12 disciples, and who knows many other people, has to cook, clean, and is doing all the housework, and sees Mary sitting there. This would be like the equivalent of my mom, who's been preparing Thanksgiving dinner, and sees me watching the football game. You can maybe put yourself in Martha's situation, but instead of coming to Mary and saying, hey, I kind of need help with the dishes, she goes to Jesus. She goes to Jesus and says, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Understandable. I think we get Martha. I think we've all been Martha in that moment. Come on, don't you see these dishes piled up? Don't you see all the work that needs to get done? Why are you here doing nothing? And Jesus turns, and there's this small rebuke where he says, but Mary has chosen the better part. I wish I was the fly on the wall, because the story just ends, and I always wonder, did Martha have a retort, or does the story simply end because that's the final word given? But what we have been given is sufficient. We all live in a world that values being busy. Going from here to there, I'm sure if I ask you all, if you look at your schedules, is from the moment you get up to the moment you go to sleep, is that all scheduled out on your calendar? A few hands go up. I have several sayings that kind of push up that idea of it's good to be busy. If you're not busy, you must not be that important. Or also, if you need to get something done, give it to a busy person. But today's gospel gently but firmly calls us to pause, reflect, and to sit at the feet of Jesus. In our Lucan text, we're brought into this home, one of which I have described, but it's easy to look at Mary as somebody who's doing nothing, but she is sitting at Jesus' feet, learning. She's listening. When Martha's complaints come, don't you see? Why don't you tell my sister to come and help me? Jesus sees her anxiety, her troubles, all the things that she is worried about, yet Jesus is there in the moment. And he tells her, Mary has chosen the good portion. But how can this be? It seems almost innocuous. Is Martha doing bad by being a good host? No. In fact, hospitality is good. We can go to our first lesson where we see Abraham, when God comes and he has his two angels with him, he goes in, by the Near Eastern tradition, immediately assumes the role of a servant. Let me come, let me get you something to eat, to drink, let me take care of your needs. Hospitality is a good thing. Acts of love and service are good. But here, Martha is so distracted by her anxiety. She has so many other things going on that she's blinded to the fact that Jesus, the Word of God, the Word made flesh, is standing right in front of her, teaching. Her work, her service, has blinded her. Jesus even says she is troubled by many things. I said Jesus gives Martha a rebuke, but that's perhaps not the right word. He's just focusing her on the thing that matters. Martha is such an intriguing biblical character because I can see all of us as Martha being distracted, having many things going on in our lives. It might be school, it might be work, politics, events, sports, and any number of other things that pull us away from Christ. Yet Jesus points us back to what matters, rather who matters. One thing is necessary, and that one thing is Him. Mary sits at Jesus' feet, listening, teaching. And this isn't just by coincidence. This is the posture of a disciple. She's not being lazy, but rather faithful. As I said, she has chosen the good portion. The psalmists say in Psalm 119, "The Lord is my portion." She knew in this moment the dishes could wait. The food would eventually be served. But Jesus is here in the moment. He is here now. And she wasn't going to miss Him. How often do we make the same mistake Martha makes? Caught up in doing things, maybe even doing things for the church, that we forget to spend time with Him. We're in such a rush in our life, we forget to pray over our meals, pray at night, or even pray in the need or trouble because we're so busy, I don't even have time to bring my concerns to the Lord, or I don't have time to open my Bible and see what the Lord has for me. Jesus says that what Mary has will not be taken from her. What a beautiful promise of the gospel. For we know all things will pass away. House, home, food, friends, family members will die. But ultimately, the gift of faith, the forgiveness that comes from God, is eternal. In a world where everything is temporary, Jesus, His portion is permanent. I say I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall to hear the rest of the conversation and to see how that scene played out, but the more I think about it, what has been given to us in this small scene is enough. Because I was distracted when I read this, because I was so wrapped up in the way that Martha thinks that I too had forgotten that here in this moment, Jesus is pouring out His word to everyone gathered there. And if you ever want to feel like Mary, if you want to feel the Lord speak to you through His word, you have only to open up your Bibles to find yourself at His feet. And if you have the red letter versions of the Bible, so much the better and easier to find Jesus' words for you. You can hear Christ speak when you gather in worship and when you receive absolution. Where the word is preached, Christ is. You are called, brothers and sisters in Christ, not to abandon your responsibilities or your charges. I'm not here to scold you for serving. I'm not here to tell you don't do the dishes. But I am here to remind you to pull your focus and refocus on what matters most. There will always be more to do, but only one thing, one man is necessary. And His name is Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. Amen.